When the Government Accountability Board made its initial decision on stickers a couple months ago, it drew a quick and sharp rebuke from Republican state lawmakers. Those legislators backed off after Board Director Kevin Kennedy said the board would reconsider the issue. On top of that, the UW-Madison said it had decided against using stickers and was exploring printing special IDs just for voting. But board member Timothy Vokey said smaller colleges can't necessarily follow Madison's lead.
We got Viterbo and Beloit and smaller places saying that's not economically feasible. We'd like to use stickers. Why can't we accommodate them both?
Vokey was among the four board members who decided that it's okay for colleges to use stickers to update their IDs so they comply with the new voter ID law. Director Kennedy said afterward the decision would likely face some scrutiny from Republican legislators.
I don't know what will happen, I guess is the answer.
Lawmakers could force the board to write a specific, detailed rule on what kinds of stickers would work and what kinds won't. Once that happens, the legislature or governor could effectively veto the sticker requirement. It's a bureaucratic, sometimes confusing process that would play out as next year's special elections draw near. Kennedy did not downplay the challenge.
Photo ID law is the single biggest challenge that we have seen in the voting process since we expanded the opportunity to vote to 18-year-olds, since we expanded the opportunity to vote to women.
In a related move yesterday, the board voted to let people download online recall petitions, but only if they fill out their addresses themselves. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.